Talked about all the Black Friday chaos that happened over the weekend. Well, here's just some more Black Friday headlines. Man carrying a big screen TV home from Target on Thanksgiving shot by a thief. Police dragged behind a Black Friday shoplifter's car. Another cop has to shoot the shoplifter to stop him. An 11-year-old girl and an elderly woman both trampled at the same Walmart during two different stampedes. And a father arrested for leaving his 2-month alone in the car while he was shopping in Best Buy.
Wow, Black Friday brings out the stupid in people.
Brings out the best, doesn't it? Oof.
All about the movies for me. First, we're going to talk about the biggest flops of 2013. Forbes.com put together this list, and we'll go with the top five. Broken City made for $35 million. It only grossed $19 million. Parker made for $35 million as well, grossed $17 million. Paranoia made for $35 million, grossed $13.5 million. Bullet to the Head. I haven't heard of most of these movies.
I was
going to
say, I think that's the problem here.
I think Paranoia was one of the only ones I've heard. But Bullet to the Head made for $25 million. It grossed only $9 million. And the biggest movie flop of 2013, the WikiLeaks film, The Fifth Estate. It was made for $28 million, and it only grossed $6 million.
46-year-old hairstylist in Colorado arrested last Wednesday after allegedly offering topless haircuts for $45. And some rumors, too, that she's also maybe doing more with the customers than just cutting their hair. So far, police have not been able to prove it, but they did arrest her because she didn't have a cosmetology license.
Wow. Mm-hmm. She really takes, you know, that thing about just taking a little bit off the top.
Just
she took
a little
that
bit
to
off the top,
a
yes.
whole new level. How about the movies at the box office this weekend? Lots of people were at the movies because there were two breaking record movies, The Hunger Games and Frozen. Catching Fire brought in another $74.5 million. That's the highest total for a 3-day Thanksgiving weekend ever. And Frozen earned $66.7 million from Friday through Saturday and $93 million from Wednesday through Sunday. That's the best debut ever for a movie over Thanksgiving weekend and puts it just behind Catching Fire on the all-time Thanksgiving list. Rest of the top five at the box office this weekend, the new movie Homefront came in at number 5. The Best Man Holiday, number 4. Number 3, Thor: The Dark World. Frozen, number 2. And, of course, The Hunger Games: Catching Fire, number 1.
Last month, a 53-year-old guy, Michael Goodman, was on Facebook, randomly saw a post by another guy that he had tried to mug in New York City 35 years ago. So he took the opportunity to post a long apology. A few hours later, the guy responded, accepted the apology, telling Michael, quote, "Clearly, you're a bigger man today."
He knew who he mugged?
Apparently he did, yes, and he apologized 35 years later. Apology accepted. Stack of Leftovers brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor, right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.